From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The birther controversy is apparently over. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump ended 5 years of uncertainty over his views by declaring Friday that U.S. President Barack Obama was born in the United States. In a campaign appearance here in Washington, Trump blamed Hillary Clinton for starting the controversy during the 2008 election.
Hillary Clinton and her campaign of 2008 started the birther controversy. I finished it. You know what I mean.
Numerous media outlets have investigated the allegation and found there is no evidence to support it. Clinton, also in Washington, dismissed Trump's efforts to raise questions about the president's birthplace. President Obama addressed the issue on Friday, telling reporters at the White House he will not comment on the matter anymore. Mr. Obama produced his certificate in 2011. It showed he was born in Hawaii on August 4, 1961. The latest polls show Hillary Clinton with a narrow lead over Donald Trump with less than 2 months to Election Day. The Obama administration is warning Russia that its military cooperation in Syria will not go forward unless humanitarian aid begins to reach Aleppo. In a statement, Secretary of State John Kerry said the United States has concerns about repeated and unacceptable delays of humanitarian aid. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Al-Shabaab militants have captured a key Somali town near the border with Kenya, according to witnesses. Residents in El Waq told VOA's Somali service that heavily armed Shabaab fighters attacked the area from two directions late Friday and now are in control of it. Witnesses say that two government soldiers and two civilians were caught in the crossfire near a military base and were killed. Immediately after entering El Waq, Shabaab fighters attacked the government base on the southern side of town. Witnesses say they saw Somali government soldiers fleeing across the border into Kenya. Fighting subsided as night fell and civilians stayed indoors. At least 23 people were killed and 30 others wounded when a suicide blast ripped through a crowded mosque in northwestern Pakistan Friday. The bombing happened in Mohmand Agency, one of seven semi-autonomous Pakistani districts on the Afghan border. A splinter faction of the Pakistani Taliban took responsibility for the blast. The Jamal Ahrar faction said that the bomber targeted the mosque because members of a pro-government tribal militia named the Peace Committee were among the worshippers. A Swedish appeals court has upheld an arrest warrant for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on rape allegations. The court decision clears the way for Assange to be questioned in London next month. The Swedish Court of Appeals said that it shares the assessment of the district court that Julian Assange is still suspected on probable cause of rape. Assange has repeatedly denied the allegations. He has dismissed charges that he raped a woman in 2010 and tried several times to have the case dismissed. The WikiLeaks founder has been living in the Ecuadorian embassy in London after being granted political asylum in that country in 2012. In an exclusive interview with the daily newspaper The Australian, the departing U.S. ambassador to Australia, John Berry, said that he is worried about China's influence in Australian domestic politics. Berry said the United States objects to Beijing's ability to advance its interest by funding Australian politicians, during an election campaign. He said that Washington was surprised at the extent of involvement of the Chinese government in Australian politics. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.